Country music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now I invite you to listen as we turn back the years to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. Country music, like rock, has undergone many changes and continues to evolve today, accepting new styles as the public looks for a different sound or artist that they can still identify as country or country and western. The late Marty Robbins is a great example of the ever-changing sound and style of country music throughout his career, from his first hit single in 1951 until his death at age 57 in 1982. Still, Robbins didn't fit neatly into a musical category. Many of his songs, including 1957's A White Sport Coat, had great pop success. In fact, he had three crossover songs that were not only big hits on the countryside, but went to number one on the pop side. "I really don't know what country is," he once said. "Once you've passed Roy Acuff and Bill Monroe, you've passed country." But even with this feeling about country music, Marty Robbins' changing style continued to be accepted by fans around the world, and anything he recorded was classed as country. On this show, we will follow the career of this country giant from its beginning with his very first hit single, a country-sounding recording in 1951 called "Tomorrow You'll Be Gone."
What can I do when they ask me about you? When they ask me if our love has died away, I wish that I could tell them you'll be gone a little while, and not that you have gone away to stay. I wish that I could tell them that I'd never cared for you, that love was never meant for such as I. But in the morning you'll be gone, and I'll be left alone with memories of a love that passed me by. If you're ever feeling blue and want me back again, I'll be waiting here in home. My waiting's not in vain. How I wish that I could keep you with me from now on, but it's too late. Tomorrow you'll be gone. Tomorrow you'll be leaving, and I'll stand and watch you go. In life and love you'll make another star. A million tears may flood my soul, but not one will you see. The tears that fall will be within my heart. If the castles that you build should ever lean and fall, I'll be waiting here for you to answer when you call. How I wish that you were mine to treasure from now on, but it's too late. Tomorrow you'll be gone.
A salute to the late Marty Robbins in his very first big chart recording, "Tomorrow You'll Be Gone." Now here's Marty with "I'll Go On Alone" from 1952.
We're traveling down two different roads in worlds so far apart. You want me, yet there's something else before me in your heart. You're wanting me to change my life the way you're living yours. But I can't change, I see no way. You wanted me before. If you don't want me like I am, then please don't pity me. If you can't change a little bit, then why not set me free? If we can't live together, then it's best we live apart. You go your way and I'll go mine. We'll both make brand new stars. We'll never get along. With you believing like you do, you say I live so wrong. But I can't change my way of life. I've lived it much too long. You'll either take me like I am, or I'll go on alone. So either say you want my love, or take the way you live. Remember though, before you get, you've got to learn to give. So if it's change my life or go, then go it's gonna be. 'Cause I can't change my life when you want something more than me.
Very early, Marty Robbins, and a hit from 1952, going back many, many years for this great classical recording. Now we move to the blues period that Marty discovered in 1956. In the blues period for Marty Robbins began in 1956 and continued that same year with one of his most popular country hits, one called Singin' the Blues.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love.
Hey, nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
The very popular blues period for Marty Robbins, Singing the Blues. The year for that was 1956. Then in 1957, this great entertainer hit country gold when he came up with the so-called rockabilly sound of a white sport coat, number one on the country charts and number one on the pop charts.
Sport coat and a pink carnation.
In 1957, Marty Robbins hit gold once again with The Story of His Life, a song which he wrote that also went onto the pop charts.
Oh,
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smile at me. I want the world to know the story of my life. The moment when your lips met mine and that first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow and the love was breaking up, the memory of the broken heart. Then later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end with you. The sorrow and our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. Then later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end. Can start and end. Can start and end with you.
Another so-called rockabilly hit from 1957 for Marty Robbins. That was two such hits in that year, 1957 for Marty. Now we go to the year 1959. That was a golden year for Marty Robbins. This next song, written by Marty Robbins, is classed as the number 11 song on the Billboard Hot 100 list of great all-time country recordings. Actually, it's more of a Western song. Though Marty Robbins loved the song that he'd been inspired to write by one of his favorite Old West cities, he had a hard time getting it recorded. Everyone he played it for thought it was much too long. But Robbins finally convinced Nashville producer Don Law to let him include it on his Gunfighter Ballads album in 1959. Well, radio picked up on the song from the album, forcing Columbia Records to then release the album track as a single. El Paso was a success, giving Robbins the very first number one country hit to last more than 4 minutes. El Paso was also the first country song to win a Grammy Award. With its plot about a young outlaw and his sweetheart Felina, the song stands as the best of Robbins' musical work, helped along by the Spanish guitar work of Grady Martin and the harmonies of Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. A great song for Marty Robbins, the story of El Paso from Marty's Western years.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of his maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore.
challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. Handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could. From the West Texas town of El Paso, back through the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. My right, I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. To rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, the leader has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and the leader.
From his Gunfighter Ballad album, one of the great songs of the Western style of Marty Robbins, El Paso. Well, he had other hits from that album also, and one of my favorites from the same album went up onto the country charts just a few months after El Paso. It was called Big Iron.
To the town of Albuquerque rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode in the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip, and he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more. 119 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried for 4 days. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet barely ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have gone on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
From his Western period, Marty Robbins and the story of the Big Iron. Well, there was one more song on that album that also went to the top of the charts. Another big country, and in this case, Western hit for Marty Robbins in 1959 from the Gunfighter Ballads. The Hanging Tree.
I came to town to search for gold, and I brought with me a memory, and I seemed to hear the night and cry, go hang your dreams on the hanging tree. Your dreams of love that could never be.
Never be.
Hang your faded dreams on the hanging tree.
The hanging tree.
I searched for gold and I found my gold. And I found a girl who loved just me. And I wish that I could love her too, but I'd left my heart on the hanging tree. I left my heart with the memory.
Memory.
And a faded dream on the hanging tree.
The hanging tree.
Now there were men who craved my gold and meant to take my gold from me. When a man is gone, he needs no gold. So they carried me to the hanging tree to join my dreams and a memory.
Memory.
Yes, they carried me to the hanging tree.
The hanging tree.
Almost died,
what
and it happened just that way with me.
What
they took the gold and set me free,
then I walked away from the hanging tree. I walked away from the hanging tree.
And my own true love, she walked with me. That's when I knew that the hanging tree was a tree of life, new life for me. A tree of hope, new hope for me. A tree of love, new love for me. The hanging tree.
The hanging tree.
The hanging tree.
The hanging tree.
Marty enjoyed great success with his story songs and his Western ballads. In fact, so much so that it was 18 years later he recorded another song about El Paso, The Return to El Paso, or El Paso City, in 1976. This would be his final Western ballad.
From 30,000 feet above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he and what this beauty was. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the cowboy lived and rode away, but love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso city. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from the life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. Could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. A voice tells me to go and see, another voice keeps telling me, maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City,
Actually, Marty Robbins had pretty much completed his Western ballad style in the late 1950s, other than coming back with El Paso City in 1976. He was to turn to a more popular style of country music once again, and in 1961 recorded a song that was also to become a number one pop song after reaching the top of the country charts. Interesting sideline about this particular recording is that during the recording session, one of the speakers on a guitar amplifier broke, and the sound was distorted. It was a strange sound, but in those days, generally, they would complete the recording session, and then if corrections were to be made, they would repeat it. Because Marty was doing such a good job on the song, they left the sound in. When they played it back, they had a very unique sound that proved to be a winner for Marty Robbins, a song called Don't Worry, and you'll hear this bursted or broken guitar speaker throughout the entire recording session.
Don't worry about me, it's all over now. Though I may be blue, I'll manage somehow. Love can't be explained, can't be controlled. One day it's warm, next day it's cold. Don't pity me,
speaker and all, it turned out to be another big giant for Marty Robbins. The year for Don't Worry, 1961, Billboard magazine lists that as the number 13 song on their Hot 100 Top Country Singles of All Time. Here's a little ditty that Marty did in 1962, bouncy little song that turned up on all the country charts, and it was another hit for Marty Robbins.
Said hello to the man I tried to win your hand a long time ago. I tried to smile as he talked of the days when he was your beau. But I could see he was ashamed of me when he talked in his wealth and fame. Ruby Ann took the hand of this poor, poor man. Ain't true love a funny thing? Big man, you got money in your hand, so what?
So what? So what?
You're at a table for two, but still there's only you, big shot. Well, your money can't buy, your power can't hold, you can't romance your fame. Ruby Ann took the hand of this poor, poor man. Ain't true love a funny thing?
It was called Ruby Ann, and it turned out to be another hit for Marty Robbins in 1962. By the late 1960s, though, Marty again was beginning to change his style, and in 1968 took a pop song, recorded it in his own special style, and had a hit with a song called I Walk Alone.
I walk alone where once we wandered. It seems so strange that you are gone. Here you return. And walk alone, the flame of love is brightly burning. You know that I'm your very own.
You return,
listening to a very popular type of music, I Walk Alone, the voice of Marty Robbins. In 1970, he recorded one of his finest songs, a song that was a very much requested song on all the radio stations. I well remember a GI writing me from Korea and asking that this song be played. He was stationed with the forces in Korea. It was his wife's birthday, and he wrote to me and asked me to play this song for his wife. It turned out to be another hit song. In 1970, Marty Robbins sings My Woman, My Woman, My Wife.
Hands that are strong but wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of the beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in her life. She's the foundation I lean on. My woman, my woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak, and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made of gingham. My woman, my woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here in this life, it's God, I believe she deserves it. My woman, my woman, my wife.
Quite a song for Marty Robbins, a fine song which he wrote, and like I say, a very much requested song, My Woman, My Woman, My Wife. Then in 1976, Marty Robbins took another song that had been around a while, a song that had been a big popular hit. He re-recorded it as a country song, and all of a sudden it became another chart winner for Marty Robbins, a song called Among My Souvenirs.
There's nothing left for me of days that you I live in memories among my souvenirs.
some letters tied in blue, a photograph or two. I find a rose of you above my souvenirs. A few tokens read down in my treasure chest, and though they do their best to give me consolation, I can't them all apart. And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my
really great voices of country music, Marty Robbins, Among My Souvenirs. I well remember going to the Grand Ole Opry one Saturday night to see the show. Marty Robbins was not scheduled to be on the show, but was backstage, and they asked him to come out and make an appearance. He came out, and just Marty Robbins and a huge piano, a big grand piano on that stage, and he entertained for about 10 minutes. A fantastic voice and a great entertainer, the late Marty Robbins. Our final selection by Marty on today's show, a song that was released just before his untimely death in 1982. Marty had suffered several heart problems, had gone through some heart bypass surgery, and in 1982 he left us. But the final song that he left with us, Some Memories Just Won't Die. How hard you try, and I know
see it in your eyes.
Some memories just won't die. Some memories just won't die. Some feelings just won't leave.
Oh, no matter how hard you try.
Country music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. You've been listening to some of the classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music. These are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.